Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And I'm Pastor Krista Clark.
Pastor John Clark.
And today, we're going to start with our history that we promised, talking about how marketplace ministry helps fulfill the Great Commission. And today's history is Krista's. Here we go.
Yeah. We've got a lot of history, but I think I'm going to keep it relatively recent. We're talking about taking Jesus into the marketplace, just everywhere we go, whether it's on the job or, and this can look a lot of ways, and we could spend hours talking about stories about just how to reach people where they are, being a place where people can come and just enjoy the presence of the Lord in our presence. Well, one of the things we did just recently, this past Sunday, we went to a restaurant and little hardworking lady, you know, waiting on us. She's the owner. She's about 55, and she's racing around, and it comes up in conversation that they're getting ready to close the restaurant. And I asked her how long they had been in business. She said 42 years. They'd had that restaurant 42 years. And I did remember it from a long time ago. And I noticed that there was just a little, you know, the Holy Spirit's always giving you little insights and discernment of, I don't think she's really excited about closing her doors, you know, but I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm asking, Lord, is there anything you want me to say to her or do for her? So without being, you know, a spectacle, I just, as we're getting ready to leave, I catch her. The restaurant was fairly empty, and I just caught her, and I just said, I just need to tell you some things. And I said, I'm a believer in Jesus, and I believe the Lord wants me to tell you some things. And she looks, and she said, oh, yes, yes, yes. And so I began to speak to her, and this lady just happened to be the Asian persuasion. I'm not sure where, you know, what race exactly, but she understood English well. And I said, well, first of all, can I just pray a blessing over you? I'll do that a lot of times. I'll just ask a person. I try to be, you know, I'm an older little lady. You know, I'm reaching my end of my sixth decade of life, you know, and I'm pretty non-threatening. That's the best way to say it. And I just take advantage of that. That's my calling in life right now. I'm 60 and I take advantage of it. And I ask people if I can pray a blessing over their life. And so when I began to pray, and you just get the Holy Spirit just giving you little insights, and I'm praying that a blessing, how much the Lord appreciates her hard work, and just the prayer that the Holy Spirit led me to pray. And I open my eyes. I keep my eyes open most of the time just to kind of watch and see what the Holy Spirit's doing. And she's bawling. She's crying. She's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the reason they're closing is because they don't have family now that will work for them. Mm. They've left home or whatever. Mm. And so they're closing their doors, and they're going to close in May, and she doesn't know her next step. Mm. So the Lord will do that at times. He'll give you opportunities where just being sensitive that everywhere you go, it has a purpose. And I know that seems silly. I go to Walmart, and my Walmart visit is for more than just buying my peanut butter. You know, as we said, we said that in the other podcast. We are here to bless people. And what we're doing is we're just cultivating a culture. We're not here to get a notch on our belt. Mm-hmm. We're here to see the kingdom of God grow and increase, mm-hmm. and people's lives to be changed and turned to the Lord. There was another time, my Walmart stories, I went for the sole purpose of just seeing who I could, you know, meet, even mm-hmm. though I had groceries to get. And I got some groceries, and I got in line, and I'm watching the checkout lady. And I'm going to tell this one quickly if I can, but I'm watching the checkout lady. She's shifting from foot to foot, you know, and I just got up and I said, you got something wrong with your feet? And she said, as a matter of fact, I've got an infection on my...
Because that's just normal conversation.
Yeah,
well, hey, you got something wrong with your feet.
Well, it was, I mean, I would like to say it was a word of knowledge, and I think it probably was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm watching her because I'm just watching.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can tell she's uncomfortable. Like, so she said, I've got this infection in my calf and blah, blah, blah. So she tells me her story. And I said, well, I want to pray for you, but I know you're working. And she goes, well, actually, I've got a break right now, which was timely. So I took her. The lady came and took her place. I took her out in front of the checkout line, got down on my hands and knees, touched her calf. I mean, it looked a little weird, but it's a busy place. It's Walmart. If you don't see something weird at Walmart, not going to Walmart.
Hey, you guys are fully clothed, and you're not cursing. So.
I'm not, and I'm not riding a buggy running into people. I mean, it's a crazy Walmart's great because all the weird's going on anyway, so you can just be one of the weird. So you just I'm praying. So this is her name was Mary, and so I pray. She said it felt a little warmer. I follow up. That's my Walmart. So I go back, and after a couple of weeks, she said she'd gone to the doctor and it had cleared up. Mm. And she said, and she was a believer in Jesus and she believed in miracles. So that was always, that's always helpful too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we saw a miracle. And again, this is not, we're talking about the Great Commission. Mm. We're talking about the original commission of going in the workplace and doing work and doing it well. And that's another thing is just doing, doing business well. Yeah.
Those are great examples of how being out in the community and being just who you are and Jesus minded bore fruit for the kingdom of God. And you weren't working on the job. You were just out in the marketplace and the community. And so yesterday I made a statement. I said, one of the greatest things that American Christians need to repent of is the mindset that if they're not working in the church, that they're in second, it's not spiritual. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, that they're not in full-time ministry unless they're working in the church. Mm. And here's why. Here's why. Because if you're thinking, I just got to go to Walmart, or if I'm thinking, hey, I've got to go to the medical office so I could pay the bills. Mm. So all I'm going to do is just give money to the church, which is fine. And we should do that.
Yeah.
If that's all I'm thinking, I'm always thinking someday I'm going to hit the jackpot, so to speak, and I'm going to get a job in the church as a pastor or they're going to put me on staff. And we're always thinking that someday when I get good enough or spiritual enough, I'm going to shift from here, which is second class, to there. Mm. And that's what we have to repent of.
Yeah.
If we're thinking that way, we're going to miss all these opportunities. We're also going to miss in my work, all the people that I've prayed for and seen miracles, all the people that I've helped come to know Jesus. And it's been many, all the people that I actually was able to get a relationships with and disciple. One of those persons was having anxiety, panic attacks. They're now a functioning ER doctor. Another one hated Jesus, hated church, hated everything, got to know him, let some fruit of the Spirit come in, some discipleship. Mm. Now they're in church with their beautiful family, and now this person wants to go become a pastor. They feel like they're called to become a pastor.
That's awesome.
I could tell you story after story after story that if all I was thinking was I got to go to work and put in my time so I can make money to give to the church, I would have missed it.
Yeah.
And I even think someday, you know, the Bible talks about standing before Jesus and giving an account of your life, that he's going to say, what were you doing from 8 to 5? What were you thinking all that time? Well, Lord, I was trying to get on staff at a church. He's going to say, what? I never called you to go on staff at a church.
Yeah.
I called you to go, you know, work in the IT industry. I called you to go to work as a plumber.
Yeah.
I called you to go to work as a teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's levels of this. Mm. The first thing you got to do is do what you do well.
Yeah.
Be well-trained. Be excellent. Love people. Be compassionate. Let the fruit of the Spirit come out.
Yeah.
If that's all you do, if you're an employee and they won't let you bring up Jesus or anything, it still works. You're still called to do it.
Yeah.
It still works. If you're able to bring up prayer you know, that's great. Mm. And then if you really get, you know, inspired and you want to start praying for miracles and even, you know, words of knowledge or prophetic words and maybe inviting people to come to relationship with Jesus, yeah. yay.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you can't do any of that and all you got to do is go dig ditches, I'm telling you, you're still in full-time ministry according to the Genesis Commission. And if you'll keep your eyes open, you will see the Great Commission come to you as you dig those ditches.
As you come with, what is it? If you show up to work on time, do what you're told with a good attitude, that will take you a long ways and it will set you up for opportunities.
That's true.
I was at a marriage conference, about a month or so ago. And I promise this ties. So we're at this marriage conference, and he ends up talking a lot about family structure, honestly, even more than he talks just about marriage. And the speaker talks about the concept of the absentee father, or the not that the marriage is broken, but that it seems like the dad's purpose is only at work. Mm. And he said, you know, a lot of the criticism of that is that, you know, the dad is just out there, he's not engaged at home, and there's a lot of reasons and excuses that can get attached to that. And he said, I don't really want to talk about all of that. He said, I just want to issue a challenge. He said, the things that you're good at work, you can be good at in your home.
It's good.
So if you take that concept a step farther, the things that you're good at work, if you can apply that to the kingdom,
yes,
the impact will be exponential.
Yes.
I mean, it's true, the true be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
Because the impact that you have impacts that person. That person changes. Like you've talked about the couple examples that you gave, the ER doctor, the one who feels he's called to be a pastor. Well, now you have this domino effect where one hits one, that hits two, that hits four, that hits eight, that goes right on down and impacts all of these people. Have you guys ever read Driven by Eternity?
No.
It's a John Bevere book.
Yes.
It'll make you cry.
I didn't know the title, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
In many ways.
I do know the one story out of it that I remember about the lawyer or accountant or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, so there was a lady and she just led like 10 people to the Lord. So it's kind of I don't want to say fictional because it's scriptural based, but it is fiction. It's a story. And basically what John Bevere, he takes these passages and he applies them to these characters, and he names them based off of certain attributes. Anyway, so this person, she leads about 10 people to the Lord, and she gets up there, and you know the concept that Scripture talks about, building on the foundation with gold and silver and precious jewels, also with the crowns that you will be given that you will then lay at the feet of Jesus. So some ethereal concepts here that I'm going to move by quickly. And what happens is she, out of all of this group that the story focuses on, it seems like she has done the least, but when she gets up there, she is given the highest honor.
Wow.
Because she only led 10 people to the Lord, but multiple of the people that she led to the Lord led hundreds to the Lord and led thousands to the Lord.
Yeah.
So the little things that we think don't make an impact might actually be the biggest impact.
Sure.
If we're willing to take what we are already good at, naturally gifted with, or even things that the Lord has revealed to us, and we don't just apply them to make ourselves successful,
right?
But we apply them to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Galatians 6:4. Here's the Passion Translation. Don't you love the Passion Translation? Mm-hmm. It's just all full of passion. Let everyone be devoted to fulfill the work God has given them to do with excellence. And their joy will be in doing what's right and being themselves. In other words, what God's called you to do, do it.
Yeah.
And do it with joy and don't be ashamed of your calling.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of or try to measure. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you measure by comparison, one of two things will happen. Mm-hmm. Either you will feel superior to everybody around you, or you will feel inferior to everybody around you.
Yeah.
So don't compare to what everybody else is doing. Get alone with the Lord.
Yeah.
Get the confirmation from the Lord of what you're called to do. Go do it with great anticipation, great faith, and then watch. And that's a filter that will put you in a position where you're ready, to speak your word, or where you're ready to, you know, I make it sound like every time I go to Walmart, I have some great spiritual experience. That's not true. That is not true. Sometimes, you know, getting the peanut butter at home is all I needed to do that day in that regard. But I do want to live in a way that my life matters, and my life is, and I recognize that, not by the standards that the world says, or even the religious might say, but by the scripture and by what the Lord says.
We all want to change the world, I think. Now, some would say they don't, but I think inside they do. Here's what happened. Joseph changed the world by serving and working for Pharaoh of Egypt. Daniel changed the world by serving and working for the king of Babylon. Esther changed the world by serving and working for the kings of Persia.
Yeah.
Here's my encouragement / challenge.
Here we go.
Go to work. Go to work. Go into the community. Raise your children. Go to school and be faithful and advance the kingdom of God by doing that.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.